This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وأسوتنا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين. وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. وبعد. Respected listeners, dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome all of you once again to our daily discussion and my daily discourse on the topic of family disputes, causes and solutions. Today we have a very short program, but I want to move on now because we are now coming to the end of the series of lectures. I want to move on to our 10th and final course of family disputes. Through the course of the holy month of Ramadan, I have been discussing with you, brothers and sisters, the various causes of family disputes, various things that contribute to the disputes, friction, problem, argumentation, quarrels that we find ourselves in and that we find our families in and our communities. We've discussed many different causes. Yesterday, I talked about tajassus, which was cause number 9, which was snooping around and trying to investigating and trying to find out the ills of other people. Today and tomorrow, I want to discuss with you, inshallah, the last and final cause, which is injustice. Injustice and being unjust. In Arabic, we use the term dhulm. Dhulm also means oppression. It means oppression and suppression. A dhalim is an oppressor. But also injustice is called dhulm, because injustice is a form, maybe the most effective form of oppression. Injustice is nothing but oppression. And if you really see, brothers and sisters, you know, in the world, all the problems we see, all the wars that have taken place in the world and that continue to take place, all the conflicts that we see in the world, they are nothing but a result of injustice. Seriously, they are nothing but a result of injustice. Injustice is carried out by individuals, by family members, by individuals, by organizations, by governments. They all lead to and result in violence, chaos, anarchy, war. Injustice terminates peace and harmony. And to bring about peace and harmony in this world, we need to be more just. As individuals, as family members, as people in the community, as well as leaders, as well as collectively on an organization level, as well as a government, we need to be just. And Islam places a lot of importance on justice, on adl. The Arabic term for justice is adl. Dhulm is injustice, and adl is justice. Adl is justice. So the cause of many disputes and conflicts and friction within the society, within the community, within the family, is because of injustices perpetrated and carried out by certain individuals. If a father is unjust in the house, he is unjust in the way he treats his children, automatically it will result in feelings being hurt, and it will automatically result in family conflict. This is not rocket science, it's common sense. It's inevitable. If a father, for example, has three children, three sons, for example, and he favors one over the other two, the result will be without doubt that there'll be friction within the three. We know the famous story of Sayyiduna Yusuf, peace be upon him, and I don't have time to go through the whole surah and the whole story, but we know the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be upon him, and his brother Binyamin, and their brothers, right? Their brothers, the jealousy that took place between them. It created a lot of friction amongst them. The jealousy they had, because they felt, which was not right. I mean, this is not an example of injustice, a'udhu billah, without a doubt. You know, there was no injustice on any part of any Prophet of Allah. But they felt this is the reason, I mean, they were wrongly under the impression that their father, Sayyiduna Ya'qub, peace be upon him, was unjust. And therefore it resulted in enmity and hatred in their hearts. Even though they were wrongful in their claim and they were mistaken in their understanding. But the point here is that normally when injustices are carried out, it creates problems. In any family relationship, you see, if the mother, for example, favors one daughter over the other, or the father favors one daughter over the other, it's going to cause enmity in the heart, jealousy. It will lead to disputes and friction and problem and argumentation. There is no doubt and there is no denying this fact. Likewise, you know, if you have a mother-in-law and you have two daughter-in-laws, she favors one daughter-in-law. She treats the wife of one of her sons in a better way and not the other one. She doesn't give the rights of the other. She gives preference to one over the other. When she talks to one daughter-in-law, she respects her and she's sweet and she's sound and she's polite and she's gentle and she's considerate and she's kind and she's sweet in her tone and soft, and she talks to her in a loving and caring manner. But when she talks with, you know, the other daughter-in-law, she is harsh, reserved, aggressive. If she does that, then there's nothing to be amazed if her behavior causes friction within the two daughter-in-laws. And within that daughter-in-law who is not treated well by her and herself. And it will cause problems. So injustice, dhulm, we have been ordered and commanded Islam. You know, there is one word that is the essence, brothers and sisters, of all Islamic teachings, all Islamic laws, which is justice. Justice and adl is the core of Islamic teachings. Our whole deen, the religion of Islam, is based on justice, on being impartial, on being just, on equality, and being fair in one's actions, one's dealings, and even in one's thoughts. Even the way we think about people, the way we deal with people, and the way we interact with people, and even the way we think about people, we need to be just. Justice and adl, it's the central, one of the central teachings of Islam. To the point, brothers and sisters, listen to this carefully, to the point that, you know what, even our belief, even our aqeedah, right, which is the aqeedah of tawheed, our basic aqeedah, our first and foremost aqeedah, which is believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we call tawheed. Even tawheed is based on justice. And you know how? There's a hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions the various major sins, the enormities, and then he says, أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ. That you associate partners. You see, the opposite of tawheed. Tawheed is believing in the oneness of Allah. So we say, لا إله إلا الله, there is no God but Allah. إن الله واحد. Verily Allah is the one and only. لا شريك له. He has no partners. Associating partners with Allah is shirk. The opposite of tawheed is shirk. And shirk is a major sin, right? So, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك." That one of the great sins is that you associate partners with your Lord, with Allah, whilst Allah is the one who has created you. You associate partners with Allah, whilst Allah is the one who created you. In other words, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that look, it's injustice and it's being unjust on your part to associate partners with Allah, because Allah creates you and then you go and say, you know what, Allah, yeah, I believe in you, you're a God, but then there's another God as well. That's being unjust with Allah. So even tawheed, we believe that there is only one Allah. If we are just with our God, we will say, Allah, you're the only one. We believe in tawheed of Allah, because that is required by justice. If you're a just person, then you will believe in only one Allah. Because if you associate partners with God, with Allah, then you are being unjust, because the one who created you, you're being unfair to the Creator who created you, because you're saying that, you know, there's another God with you whilst He's the only one who created you. And that's why shirk, which is associating partners with Allah, is called dhulm. Look, listen to this carefully. We have adl, which is justice. And the Arabic of injustice, as I mentioned just previously, dhulm. Right? Dhulm. Now I said adl, justice, has a connection with tawheed, meaning tawheed, believing in oneness of Allah, is connected to, it's based on adl, right? Believing in the oneness of Allah. So we believe that Allah is only one. What did I say? It is based on justice. So if you look at it from the other vice versa scenario or angle, the opposite is that shirk, which is associating partners of Allah, the opposite of tawheed, is based on dhulm, which is oppression, which is the opposite of adl. Do you understand what I'm saying? Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, is based on adl, justice. So the opposite of tawheed, the oneness of Allah, which is shirk, is based on the opposite of justice, which is dhulm. And actually Allah says this in the Quran. He says, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. He quotes this from Luqman Hakim, the wise man. You know Luqman Hakim, he was a wise person. There are many advices of his given in the Quran to his son. And he said, Ya Bunayya, la tushrik billah. Oh my beloved son, do not commit shirk. Do not associate partners with Allah. Because why? Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Because associating partners with Allah is a major, major act of injustice, of oppression, of dhulm. So tawheed is a major act of adl, and shirk, associating partners with Allah, is an act of injustice. So even our basic aqeedah is based on adl, on justice. Our whole religion, Islam, is based on justice. Allah Himself, subhanallah, you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes Himself as a just person. Justice is one of the attributes, one of the sifat, one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the 99 names of Allah, we find Al-Adl, the just one. Read the 99 names. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعُونَ وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا. من أحصاها دخل الجنة. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, verily Allah has 99 names, whoever preserves them, memorizes them, and you know, implements the things and qualities in his life and acts upon the commands of Allah, the meaning of the hadith, he shall enter Jannah. So we know Allah has 99 names. One of the 99 names of Allah is Al-Adl. He is the just one. Another name is Al-Muqsit. Al-Muqsit means the dispenser of justice. So Allah is the just one. And He is the dispenser of justice. And Allah Himself will implement. He is the just. He will Himself implement justice on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. And therefore, if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be just with us, then we need to treat everyone fairly, justly, and equally. Allah Himself, He says this in the Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah says, we will place the scales of justice on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. No soul will be treated unjustly. لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Even وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ, even if there is the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it to account. And enough, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبٍ, we are enough to take account. Even a small thing that we do, Allah says that we will bring it to the fore. Allah will be just. Allah Himself is the just, and He will implement justice on Yawm al-Qiyamah. There's a famous hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. You know the final hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, the last hadith, Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah wa radi anhu, in his al-Jami' al-Sahih, he has a chapter right at the end. He says, "Babu qawli Allah ta'ala wa nadha'u mawazin al-qist wa anna a'mal bani adam wa qawluhum tuzan wa qala mujahid al-qistas wa al-adl bil-rumiyah wa amma al-qasid fa huwa al-ja'ir." Ironically, we're coming to the end of our series of talks and we're reading the last chapter of Sahih al-Bukhari. Imam al-Bukhari has this chapter regarding this verse of Allah where he says, we will place the scales of justice. You know, on the Day of Judgment, Allah will place scales of justice. And our actions will be weighed, the good and the bad. Our actions, وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمْ وَقَوْلَهُمْ تُوزَنْ. Our actions and our statements, whatever we've said, whatever we've done, all of that will be put in the scale on the Day of Judgment. And then Imam al-Bukhari mentions the final hadith where he says, حَدَّثَنَا أَحْمَدُ بْنُ إِشْكَابُ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ فُضَيْلِ عَنْ عُمَارَةَ بْنِ الْقَعْقَاءِ عَنْ أَبِي زُرْعَةَ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He mentions this hadith, quotes this hadith via a chain of transmission all the way to Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who says that the Messenger of Allah, the Messenger of God, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, said there are two statements, two phrases, kalimatani, two sentences, which are most beloved to the All-Merciful, to the Rahman, to Allah. They are extremely light on the tongue, khafifatani ala lisan, but weighty on the scale, to prove that there will be a scale. If we want our scale to be weighty with good actions, the following two sentences will help greatly. And then he mentioned those two. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, number one. Subhanallahi al-azim, number two. And therefore, brothers and sisters, you know, we should make a habit of reading these two sentences. Really. Especially in the month of Ramadan, many scholars, you know, encourage and advise for us to constantly read these two statements. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-azim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is the just one. Al-adl. Right? He Himself calls Himself the just one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. He's the dispenser of justice. Al-muqsit. And He Himself will act in a just manner on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And He has commanded and ordered us as well to be just. There are numerous verses numerous. In the Quran, there are numerous verses, brothers and sisters. There's literally so many verses in the Quran that talk, and many hadiths of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that talk about justice, adl, and that talk about injustice. Many verses. But just one or two as an example. There is a famous verse in Surah An-Nisa where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا وَإِنْ تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. This is a verse in Surah An-Nisa. One of the fundamental verses of justice, of adl. O you who believe, Allah says to us, O you who believe, He's talking to me and you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Stand out firmly for justice. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ. Stand out firmly for justice. شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ, as a witness to Allah. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Even if it's against your own selves. SubhanAllah, this is an amazing verse. Be just even if you have to go against yourself. Even if you have to go against your own selves, but be just. We as Muslims, we have to be just. Awil walidain, even if you have to go against your own parents. If your parents are favoring someone because and they should not be favoring, then be just, be truthful. You can't just favor your parents because they're your parents. You can't just side with your brother or your sister just because he's your brother or she's your sister. Allah says, "Wal aqrabin," and your relatives. Be just. Stand out firmly for justice. Even if it's against your own selves or your parents or against your relatives. إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Whether it's against rich or poor, for Allah will protect both. Some people have this tendency, unfortunately, to side with the rich people. Because why? They want some money from them. Allah says, crime. This is a crime according to this verse. Don't favor someone because they're rich or they're poor. Be just. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. Don't follow your desires and don't turn away from justice. وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا. If you distort justice or you decline to do justice, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Let it be known that Allah is well aware of what you do. This is an ayah in Surah Nisa. We have to seriously be just. Even if this ayah tells us that even against our own relatives and parents. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, if we bring about justice in our lives and we are just, then we will see many evils and many social problems disappearing. We have to be extremely impartial in everything what we do. In everything what we do. There's another verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's a similar type of verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, again Allah addresses us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Stand out firmly for Allah. This verse is slightly different. In the previous verse, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. Here, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Stand out firmly for Allah with, as a witness to justice. And then Allah says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Do not let the hatred of a people make you move away from justice and depart from justice. What is Allah saying? That, you know, sometimes when you dislike someone, like, you see, in the previous verse, Allah said, even if it's against your parents, your own selves, and your relatives. In other words, your liking, your love for someone should not stop you from being just. Right? In this verse, Allah says, don't let your dislike, La yajrimannakum shana'anu, your enmity, your hatred of a people make you depart from justice. In other words, two things in this world stop people from being just. One is extra liking of someone, love, closeness, and the other is extreme hatred and dislike and enmity. Allah says, as a Muslim, it's our duty, whether we love someone or whether we hate someone, whether we are close to someone or we are distant from someone, whether someone's our family member or an enemy, if we have to act, then we must act justly. And then Allah commands us, i'dilu. This is Sighatul Amr, command, i'dilu. Be just. Huwa aqrabu littaqwa. That's more close to piety. So we have to be just. Justice means giving everyone their due right, treating everyone equally, fairly, despite difference of color, race, ethnicity. Right? So it's very important. Time is very short, and today, inshallah, I'll just stop here because we had very less time today. But inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to continue tomorrow, Thursday, around 6:30-ish, till iftar, with my final discourse on this topic, this final course, which I'll continue discussing justice and injustice, inshallah, and then we'll conclude tomorrow. Jazakallah khair for listening today. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد جزاك الله خير for listening brothers and sisters until tomorrow I take إجازة إن شاء الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وأسوتنا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم وبعد Respected brothers, sisters, dear listeners, once again, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I welcome all of you to my final lesson, discourse, talk, lecture, speech on the topic of family disputes, causes and solutions. And today is our final one, unfortunately. And we are discussing the last and final cause of family disputes, which I started discussing yesterday with you, which was injustice, dhulm. And I mentioned yesterday, if you remember, that justice and adl is one of the basic teachings of Islam. It's actually one of the central obligations of Islam. And I mentioned as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the just one. One of the names of Allah is Al-Adl. And he's the dispenser of justice. He will deal with all of us on the day of judgment with justice. And I mentioned a couple of verses of the Quran from Surah An-Nisa and Surah Al-Ma'idah yesterday about, you know, being just, standing out firmly for justice and not letting our love for someone or our dislike for someone, our liking of someone and our dislike, our hatred for someone, prevent us from being just and from implementing justice, which is a major crime, injustice is. So we have to be just. And injustice, which is the 10th and final cause of family disputes, injustice, dhulm, it really contributes. Injustice results in crime, in chaos, in disorder, in anarchy in the world. It's one of the major reasons of family disputes. And not just family disputes, but social disputes, community disputes, and disputes in the world. Injustices that are perpetrated and carried out by governments and by organizations, individuals as well as organizations, they result in war. Peace evaporates from a world in which injustices take place. So injustice and injustices, they result in crime, in disorder, in chaos, in anarchy, in war. It results in problems, argumentation. There is no peace. And when you have justice, when we all act upon adl and we all implement justice and we all become just in the way we deal with people, in the way we interact with people, in the way we talk with people, in the way we think about people, then subhanAllah, it brings about peace and harmony within our societies, within the family, and it brings about peace in the world. You know, you must have heard, brothers, of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the famous Khalifa, the Caliph of Islam. He was considered to be the just ruler. Reason being is because, you know, after the Khulafa al-Rashidun and the rightly guided Khulafa, you know, in the Banu Umayyah, they ruled the Muslim lands. There were quite a few rulers who were corrupt, the Umayyad Empire, right? So after the rightly guided Khalifas of Islam came to an end, the Umayyad Empire, they took over, and then they eventually fell into customs and traditions of Jahiliyyah, and they extremely distant from the teachings of Islam, and they were carrying out a lot of injustices. The state treasury, Baytul Mal, became their personal wealth, and they were spending money on their own, and you know, many wrongful activities were taking place. At that time, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz took the reign of Khilafah, the leadership of the Muslims, in 99 Hijri. He was a grandson of Marwan, and he actually brought revolution. He is considered to be the just ruler because he, you know, implemented justice, not just on everyone else, but on his own self. On his own self, he expelled and dismissed the corrupt and cruel, unjust governors. There were a lot of unjust governors in the Umayyad Empire, and he expelled all of them. He ordered all state officials to be extremely careful and just in the dealings with state property. And because of his justice, it brought about peace and tranquility and harmony amongst the Muslims, to the point that you must have heard about this, that when Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah wa radiya anhu, when he became the Khalifa of the Muslims, when he took the reign of Khilafah, the wolves stopped attacking the sheep. Even the wolves, it had an impact. His justice, right? His justice and his adl had an impact on even the animals, to the point that even the wolves, they stopped attacking the sheep and they coexisted peacefully. SubhanAllah, what a revolution. You can actually have an impact on the animals. So why not on human beings? If you're in a family and you want to avoid corruption and fights and argumentation, be just. O father, be an adil, be a just father. Treat your children equally, fairly, impartially. O mother, be a just. Whether you're treating your children or your children-in-law, whether your daughter-in-laws, right? Father as well, with your daughter-in-laws, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, treat them all equally. If you're a brother or a sister, treat all your siblings justly. And justice, treating them justly, and justice means giving everyone their due right. That's what it means. Justice means giving everyone their due right. Treating everyone equally, fairly, despite whatever differences people have of color, race, ethnicity. Don't favor one over the other. That's what justice means. And it will seriously prevent a lot of problems in our communities and stop a lot of conflict. And I mentioned two verses from the Quran yesterday, if you remember, from Surah Al-Ma'idah and Surah Al-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us about justice and about injustice. There's another verse in Surah Al-Hadid, where Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Verily, we have sent the prophets with signs, and we have revealed with them books and the balance. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. so that people stand with justice. This verse, subhanAllah, of Surah Al-Hadid, indicates that, you know, one of the main reasons, or probably the sole purpose, this ayah indicates that the sole purpose of sending the prophets by Allah was to establish justice in the world and to end injustice. Because Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا. Verily we have sent our messengers, our prophets. And then at the end of the verse it says, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Why did we send them? So that, for the reason of, for because of, so that humanity and mankind and nas implement and stand out with justice and implement justice. And another intriguing point in this verse is that here Allah did not say لِيَقُومَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Not so that Muslims be just. Humanity. Contrary to the other two verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed me and you, O you who believe, here Allah talks about humanity. In other words, justice and adl is binding on all of humanity, on everyone. And there are numerous other verses. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about himself in Surah Shura, وَأُمِرْتُ لِعَدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. I've been commanded to be just between you. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. When you judge between people, you know, if you have a problem, like you have a dispute, you're a father. You're a judge. Every person in a position of authority has to, you know, arbitrate. If you're, for example, a father and two of your sons come with a dispute, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, when you have to arbitrate, فَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ, arbitrate with justice. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ. How beautiful is the teaching of Allah that He's giving you. And another point here, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, Allah says, when you have to arbitrate between people, He never said between Muslims, non-Muslims, between people. Even if on one side there's a Muslim and on the other side is a non-Muslim, you have to be just. You can't just favor someone because they're Muslim. I mean, some Muslims have this, I don't know, twisted, distorted idea or understanding, I don't know where they've taken this from, of saying that it doesn't matter, whatever, if the Muslim is against, a non-Muslim, if there's a case, and you have to arbitrate between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, even if the Muslim is guilty of the crime and he's the guilty party and he's the perpetrator, you still have to favor him? Ridiculous. Totally against the teachings of Islam. There are many examples of this. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely just between a Muslim and a Jew. So we have to be just. Allah says, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. No difference between Muslims and non-Muslims. Another verse which we regularly hear in our Jumu'ah prayers, in the khutbah. If you go to the masjid for Jumu'ah, I'm sure all of you know this verse. The khutbah ends with this. The Friday sermon ends with this. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And then what does the Imam say? اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَدْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. And everybody stands up. Probably everybody starts, they start standing up from وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ, even before the Imam completes his khutbah, sermon, the khatib. Anyway, but that's another story. But this verse, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Verily Allah commands, يَأْمُرُ. يَأْمُرُ, أَمَرَ يَأْمُرُ. يَأْمُرُ means Allah commands. Allah orders justice, والإحسان, and perfection and excellency. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. So justice, Allah orders it. And this is the reason why this ayah is such a unique ayah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, this is one of the most comprehensive verses of the Qur'an. In Allah ya'muru bil-adli, Allah orders and commands justice, wal-ihsan, and excellency. Wa-ita'i dhil-qurba, and giving your close relatives their rights. Wa-yanha, and Allah forbids. Wa-yanha anil-fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi. Allah forbids shameless deeds, sinful activity, وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي and rebellion. So we really need to be just, brothers and sisters. Injustice, as I said, in any way, shape or form, brings about crimes, wars, results in chaos and anarchy. Dhulm, wherever it is carried out, in whatever capacity, by whoever, whether collectively or individually, whether on an individual level or a governmental level or an organizational level, in whatever form, whenever injustice is practiced or carried out, then the natural result will be chaos, anarchy, argumentation, war, and, you know, it will remove peace and harmony. Whereas if justice is practiced, is carried out, we are all just in the way we deal with people, then inshaAllah, it will result in peace and harmony in the household, in the societies, in the communities. So Islam places a great deal of emphasis on justice. And we have to, this injustice is one of the, major causes of family disputes. We see even the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he was probably the most just of individuals. We said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with us justly, but even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many incidents of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being just with his companions, even with the enemies of Islam. Story of the Khaybar, when he besieged the fort of Khaybar. And there are many examples. Another example of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and the Jewish person in the court of Shuraih al-Qadi. Another example, I don't have time. So we need to be just. We really need to be just. And there are a lot of rewards. إِنَّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَنَابِرَ مِنْ نُورٍ عَنْ يَمِينِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَكِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ يَمِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْدِلُونَ فِي حُكْمِهِمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ وَمَا وَلَوْ. Subhanallah, an amazing hadith. This is a hadith in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. Imam Muslim rahimahullah mentions this hadith in his book Al-Busnad al-Sahih, Sahih of Imam Muslim. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those people who are just, by Allah, on the day of judgment, they'll be on pulpits made out of light, on the right-hand side of the All-Merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll be placed on pulpits, mimbar, manabir, made out of nur and light. This is the reward. And who are these people? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَّذِينَ يَعْدِلُونَ فِي حُكْمِهِمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ وَمَا وَلَوْ. This is the really important part of hadith. These are the people who were just in the world in regards to the decision making, in regards to the arbitration. وَأَهْلِيهِمْ, and they treated their family. أَهْلِيهِمْ, أَهْل means family. They treated their family with justice. وَمَا وَلَوْ, and those under their supervision and guardianship and under their care. And this is related to everyone. It's not just, it's the father under his care and supervision, his wife, his children, right? He needs to be just, the way he treats them, giving them their rights, and avoid injustice and dhulm and oppression. Likewise, the mother has to be just. A employer has to be just with his employees. The boss of a business has to be just. If he is unjust, it will create problems. A teacher has to be just between his students. In every area, sphere of our lives, adil and justice must be implemented. And injustice, dhulm must be avoided. There's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ فِي الْعَطِيَّةِ. اِعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ فِي الْعَطِيَّةِ. Be just when giving gifts to your children. Be just when you give gifts to your children. SubhanAllah, amazing hadith. How explicit can you get? When you are distributing gifts, distribute them equally. Be just. Because if you don't, feelings will be hurt. A lot of these problems, you know, in our societies, in our families that are created because of this. Inheritance times, or for example, in the lifetime. A person wants, remember there's a difference, this is not the time for me to discuss this, but remember there's a difference between inheritance and gift. Inheritance is something that is given to someone after one dies, right? If you say to your son, okay, when I die, you have this property, that's inheritance. And you can't actually do that, the rules of inheritance apply. And gift is when you give to someone, like you say to your son, for example, that look, this house, your property is yours, I've got nothing to do with it as of today, as of now, this instant, this moment. Then that becomes a gift. He can take the property and say to your dad, okay, sorry, I don't want you to be in the property, get out of it. He can do so, it becomes his. So that's a gift. Now, giving gifts to our children, we have to be just, it's actually one of the major crimes, one of the major sinful activities. When we give gifts to our children and we don't give them equally and we don't be just, it's haram, sinful. In some cases, brothers and sisters, there may be an exception. For that, consult your local ulama and scholars, maybe in some cases. Like for example, you know, I mean there are some cases, but generally you have to be just. Look at this hadith. اِعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ فِي الْعَطِيَّةِ. Be extremely just with your children when giving gifts. In Sahih al-Bukhari, there's another hadith where the companion, Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. There's a Sahami known as Nu'man bin Bashir. His father came with him to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His father came with him to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bought him. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, this is the father of Nu'man Bashir. He said, O Messenger of Allah, Inni nahaltu ibni hadha ghulaman. Inni nahaltu ibni hadha ghulaman. You know this son of mine, this child of mine, whose name is Nu'man bin Bashir, I have given him a gift. Ghulaman, a slave. In those times, in those days, they used to have a slave. It's like saying, you know, this son of mine, you know, I've given him a car as a gift, for example. So you know what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, أَكُلَّ وَلَدِكَ نَحَلْتَ مِثْلَهُ. Subhanallah. Look what he said. He said, أَكُلَّ وَلَدِكَ نَحَلْتَ مِثْلَهُ. Have you given all your other children a similar gift? قَالَ لَا. He said, no, O Messenger of Allah, I've only given it to him. قَالَ فَرْجِعْهُ. So then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, take it back. Take your gift back then. He actually wanted the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a witness. In another riwayah, variation of this hadith, he mentions that I came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my son Nu'man bin Bashir and I said, O Messenger of Allah, I've given this son of mine a gift. I want you to be a witness. You know, it's good sometimes when you give someone a gift, making someone a witness, that look, be a witness, so everybody knows you are my witness that I've given this gift to him. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after asking him that, have you given all your children a similar gift? And he said, no. So you know what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, فَلَا تُشْهِدْنِي إِذًا فَإِنِّي لَأَشْهَدُ عَلَى جَوْرٍ. Don't, if you haven't given a similar gift to all your children, then don't make me a witness. I don't want to know. I will not be a witness to this gift. Because I, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا أَشْهَدُ عَلَى جَوْرٍ, because I do not become a witness on injustice and oppression. This is oppression, this is ظلم. جَوْرٌ means ظلم. It's injustice, you're being unjust. And therefore do not make me a witness because I don't become a witness on injustice. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Hadith of Bukhari again. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَدِلُوا بَيْنَ أُولَادِكُمْ. Fear Allah and be just with your children. Fear Allah and be just with your children. Even if somebody was to, and I know this doesn't happen too much in our communities, and it's not a topic for me to discuss right now, but in Surah Nisa, Allah says, even if you have more than one wife, if somebody was to, I mean legally it's not, you know, allowed in some countries like the UK, but where it's legally allowed. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. Allah says, marry 4, 3, 2 women. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. If you fear that you will not be able to be just, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا, then فَوَاحِدَةً, then only one. You have to, if somebody has multiple wives, you must be just. If you can't treat them fairly, equally, and justly, it's actually haram. And there's a hadith in Sahih Sunan Nabi Dawood, من كان عنده امرأتان فلم يعدل بينهما جاء يوم القيامة والشقه ساقط. Whoever has two wives and he is not just between them, he will come on the day of judgment with his half body paralyzed. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to be extremely careful. He used to be just with his wives in all social, economic and physical aspects. And then even after that, he used to make a dua and he used to say, Allahumma hadha qasami fima amlik, fala talumunni fima tamlik wala amlik, fala talumunni fima tamlik wala amlik. Oh Allah, I have done my best to be just with my wives. Please do not hold me account to that which I have been just in regards to what I can be just about. In other words, socially, economically, physically, etc. Please do not hold me to account in that which I don't own and you own. In other words, the love of the heart, which is not in the hands of the human being. And that's why a human being, a man, is forgiven. In all areas, even at the time of talaq and divorce, you have to be just. Be just with your children. Many people have this problem. They don't divorce in the right way. Allah says, الطلاق مرتان فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريحهم بإحسان. Even if you want divorce with justice, with excellency, in a good manner, don't become enemies for life. Don't use your children to get your back, your own back on the other party. Give rights to your spouses. Be just. Be just with your children. Be just with the children. This is a major problem in our communities. A divorce takes place, the two families become lifelong enemies. Islam says just depart and move away in a nice, amicable manner and depart without any grievances in the heart. Don't use the child or the children. And don't use them to get your own back on your spouse. Be just. Just be just, you know, justice is very important to be just. All our problems that are created in the community are, many of them, not all because there's many causes of family disputes, many of these are because of injustice, dhulm. And I mentioned that our problems occur because of injustices. I gave examples, father is unjust with his children, it creates problems in the family. The mother is unjust with her daughters, she's favoring one over the other, unjust with her daughter-in-laws, favoring one over the other. The sister-in-law is unjust towards her sister-in-laws because she's favoring one over the other. She's siding with one. Brothers, siblings amongst one another, uncles and aunts with nephew, nieces, siding with one, being unjust, treating people unfairly. The mother treats her children unjustly. I mean, I know many examples. I know one brother, he's in his 50s or 60s, and he's crying. His old mother, all her life, she's sided with one son, there's only two of them, with his brother. Even to the point of inheritance, she's siding with him, and she's giving everything to him, and this and that, and this brother is just, you know, overlooked in everything. And he's about 50 odd, and he cried. I saw him crying. Because of the injustices carried out by his own mother. Doesn't that mother fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, favoring one over the other? All these problems that are created are because of these injustices in the society, so in the family, and then in the workplace, in the society. Employees and employers, we need to practice justice, we need to be just. At the schools and madrasas, teacher with the students, be just, right? Be just. And then politically, on a government level as well, because we have all these injustices carried out, it results in anarchy, chaos and war. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us just. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality of justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to practice and implement justice. May Allah save us from being unjust. Ameen ya Rab. Anyway, time is very short now, brothers and sisters. To wrap up today's show and wrap up my series in the next 5 or 7 minutes that I have in front of me. We started the series of on the topic of family disputes, causes and solutions. And if you remember, right in the beginning of Ramadan al-Mubarak, I started with a couple of days discussing the importance of maintaining family ties, the importance of maintaining kinship, the importance of building bridges with your family members and relatives, and the severity of breaking ties, and the severity and the sinfulness of hatred and dislike and enmity towards family members especially. So we're talking about family conflicts, and I mentioned a lot of verses of the Quran and many hadiths, and we talked about that. And then we went into discussing the causes, which I think are the major causes. And there may be some others as well. I mean, we've discussed 10 throughout this month of Ramadan, but there may be many others as well. But we talked about 10 main causes of family disputes. 10. If you remember, I'm just going to recap all of them right now. Number one, incorrect intentions. Right at the beginning of Ramadan, we discussed this. That when we are good to our family members, even when we maintain ties, salatul rahim, our intention is to be appreciated, to be thanked, for people to say mashallah, people to show gratitude. And because of that, it creates a lot of problems. Because when we are good to people and they don't appreciate it, then we feel sad and we feel, you know, upset, and then that's it. Problems are created. We should be good to His people for the sake of Allah. Our reward is in the Akhirah. When we are good to His people, we are gentle to His people, we are nice to His people, we give people rights for the sake of Allah and no one else. So don't expect anything in return. So the first solution is that we should change our intentions. Tasheehu niyya. Correct our intentions. That's the solution. InshaAllah, if we say we will be good with everyone, give every one of our family members and relatives their due right for the sake of Allah, for no one else, inshaAllah many problems will be solved. Number two, the second major cause that we discussed was diseased hearts, unreformed hearts, spiritual diseases. We have in our hearts all the various spiritual diseases, especially jealousy and, you know, hatred, hasad, and you know, love of dunya and things like that. And because of this, many problems are occurred. We really need to, the remedy, the solution is tazkiyatul qalb. We need to purify our souls, our hearts, from jealousy and from enmity and from the various spiritual diseases. And we really need to work on our hearts. We need to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound. قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعْ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٌ. Nothing will be beneficial on the Day of Judgment except a sound heart. If we have a clean, pure, sound heart, wallahi, many of our disputes will be avoided. We won't have jealousy. We won't be jealous with our brothers or sisters or the other daughter-in-law or whatever. Number three, monetary issues. And I discussed this topic in quite detail. Many problems are caused due to financial monetary transaction dealings. The way we deal, we are not clear cut with our dealings. We don't be clear about who owns what. And when we transact about debts, and I talked about taking loans and taking debts, be very, very clear. Act upon the rules of Islam in regards to financial monetary dealings, because many problems and many conflicts and disputes are created because of money. You know, money is the cause of many problems in the community. Number four, the fourth major cause of family disputes was uncontrolled usage of our tongues. Our tongues, they just move. We don't think before we talk. We say everything and then we, you know, say, oh, should we have said it or not? And I talked about this in great detail. The solution is we need to really preserve our tongues. We need to guard our tongues. We need to think before we speak. Number five was being selfish. This bad quality that some of us have of being selfish, self-centered, me, myself and I, no one matters. According to the Islam and the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibba li nafsi. You cannot be a total complete believer until you don't like for yourself or you like for a fellow Muslim brother or sister. So we need, the solution was to bring about the quality of ithar, the quality of preference, like the Sahaba. You know, people, we are ready to bear a bit of difficulty and hardship for the sake of others. Number six, the sixth main cause of family disputes was anger. And anger, Allahu Akbar, it's really bad. You know, we really need to treat anger. If we have anger, brothers, if some of us do have anger, get it treated. Islamically, there are many treatments which I discussed, but even if you can go to an expert and get some anger management treatment, alhamdulillah, do it. The remedy solution is to have sabr and swallowing and controlling one's anger. Number seven, the seventh major cause of family disputes that we discussed was misunderstandings. A lot of times we hear things and there are misunderstandings. Someone said this and he said this and she said that, and it's just confusions and misconceptions and misunderstandings. And based on the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا, we need to verify. Allah says, look, verify. Don't just, you know, believe in everything. Verification. Number eight, the eighth major cause of family disputes was having bad opinion about people. Su'ul-dhan, having bad opinion about people, baseless assumptions, and you know, the solution is giving people benefit of the doubt. If you hear someone said something or someone did something, give them benefit of the doubt. Explain it away. Oh, she doesn't mean any harm. He doesn't mean any harm. In a nice way, we talked about that. Number ninth cause of family disputes that we discussed was tajassus. Snooping around, being an investigator, researching, looking into the faults and ills and sins and bad habits of people. And we really need to avoid that, right? We really need to avoid that. We need to concentrate on our own faults because we are all sinful. And number 10 that we discussed yesterday and today, the final cause of family disputes and family friction and social disputes was injustice, dhulm. And we need to bring about justice and adl in our life in order, inshallah, to bring about peace and harmony in this world. So with this, we come to the end of today's program, Discourse, and this year's Ramadan Discourses. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, it's been beneficial for me. I mean, it's, you know, more beneficial for me than probably yourselves. And I really pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, the tawfiq, to act upon, really, because it's not entertainment. We really need to act upon what we learn, right? It's really for acting and for implementing. And so may Allah grant me, first of all, and I ask all of you, brothers and sisters, to please make dua for me. If you've benefited from something, please make dua for me, that Allah gives me and grants me the tawfiq and ability to practice. If I have said anything good, in kana sawaban, fa min Allah. If I've said anything good, it's from Allah. Wa in kana khata'an, and if I've said anything wrong, or incorrect, فَمِنِّي وَمِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, then it's from me and from shaytan. I ask your forgiveness if I offended anyone or said anything out of context. It wasn't meant in that way. And we pray to Allah, just make a 1 minute dua because the time is less. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزاك الله خير for listening, brothers and sisters. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.